This week in West Virginia history, on March 18, 1905, a freak incident led to a mine disaster at Red Ash in Fayette County. 13 men were underground when a mine car ran over some explosives, igniting coal dust. The massive explosion killed all 13 miners. The next day, members of a rescue party were carelessly carrying open flame lights. Either burning timbers or the open lights set off another explosion, which killed all 11 members of the rescue party. It took 10 days to recover the bodies of all 24 men who'd perished in the two explosions. The event occurred 5 years to the month after another disaster at Red Ash. In March 1900, a methane explosion had taken the lives of 46 men. In that incident, a machine operator had left a ventilating trapdoor open, allowing methane to gather. Open flames on the miners' hats likely ignited the methane and set off several kegs of blasting powder. After the explosions in 1905, Red Ash soon disappeared from the map as a town. Today, it's one of many ghost towns that whitewater rafters pass while riding the rapids down the New River. For more information on the Red Ash disasters, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
To find educational activities for teachers and students, go to wv.pbslearningmedia.org.